Ayah number two, Allah Azza wa Jal of course tells us, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Two words, that's it. Ayah number two is done. Just two words. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Now, these two words are descriptions or صِفَةٌ مِّن صِفَاتِ اللَّهِ. So they are a descriptions of the many descriptions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, of course, very briefly, let's look at the difference between Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. There are some differences of opinion regarding this, the difference between the two amongst the ulama. But generally, when you look at all of these opinions, I find that they kind of complement each other. There isn't a complete separate difference of opinion, but somehow they can still be related to one another if you categorize them appropriately. When it comes to Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahman is more intense, if you'd like, than Ar-Rahim. Because Ar-Rahman is the one that is swamped or endowed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. And in addition to that, it extends to all of mankind, all the creations and all the believers in this world and in the hereafter. That's Ar-Rahman. So it's a deeper, more intense, more comprehensive attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As opposed to Ar-Rahim, when it comes to Ar-Rahim, this here is explicit to the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal that is only extended to the believers on the Day of Judgment. So this is a special type of rahmah or mercy that is extended to the believers on the Day of Judgment. Now go back to Ar-Rahman for a moment. There's a surah that we all know that begins with Ar-Rahman, Surah Ar-Rahman itself. And if you see Surah Ar-Rahman, Allah doesn't start off with Ar-Rahim, Allama al-Qur'an. He starts off with Ar-Rahman, Allama al-Qur'an, and continues. This here, it shows that it's from that surah, Surah Ar-Rahman, how scholars have come up with the definition, if you'd like, that Ar-Rahman is far more comprehensive than Ar-Rahim. Third point that you want to know is that both of these attributes are derived from one word, which is rahmah. Both of these words originate from one word, which is rahmah, and of course that means mercy in and of itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses both of these attributes, ar-Rahman, as you just heard in Surah Ar-Rahman, and in also in other verses as well in Surah An-Nahl, Allah Azza wa Jal tells us that أَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ. Allah Azza wa Jal tells us, don't you see the birds above them? مُسَخَّرَاتٍ فِي جَوِّ السَّمَاءِ إِمَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Allah Azza wa Jal says that when you look at the birds in the sky and you see them that they spread their wings and they float in the sky. You know, when I saw an ayah like this, I couldn't believe there was a verse like this in the Qur'an. That Allah Azza wa Jal describes that the birds are only suspended in the air as a result of flapping their wings because it was as a result of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Other than that, you understand the ayah in its opposite. If a bird were to flap its wings, it could never fly unless Allah allows it to fly. And that's what the verse is talking about. And Allah says that this is His Rahman to even the birds, that He causes them to do this. Now even if you put this and you use the same analogy even with planes, you know, I once heard that there was a sheikh that narrated a story to us that he asked a Saudi pilot, and he asked him a question and said, how does this plane come off the ground? And so the Saudi pilot says, do you want the truth or do you want a technical answer? So the sheikh said, well, just give me the truth. So the man, the pilot said to him, I don't know. Allahu A'lam. I don't know how this plane comes off the ground. And immediately the sheikh quotes him this verse. That this is just simply from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. I mean, that's why I hate flying. But anyhow, that's another issue, right? Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. Now, let's look at the context of this ayah. Why does Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim come after Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen? What's the context behind all of this? Some of the ulama, they say that Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim is explaining the first verse. That all that we've just discussed, that Allah is Alhamdulillah and He is the Rabb and He is the Rabb for all of the Alameen, this is because He is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Because He is merciful. Now if you put this in a logical perspective, if you want to be a person that is accepted anywhere you go on the face of this earth, under any society, under any country, any culture, the first way to establish that is to be a person who is kind, gentle, and merciful to the people around you. Be kind to others and others will accept you. Be merciful to others, be helpful to others, and they will automatically accept you and deem you as one of them. This is why a lot of people, subhanAllah, you know, when they travel to different places, when they go into different masajids and they get a different feel of the atmosphere, the first thing that they come in and they do is they start to pull out their haram sword and just start saying haram, haram, everything. And they start to label every issue in that masjid or every issue in that society. And what happens? They become singled out. They're not accepted. They're Muslim, they believe in Allah, they pray five times a day, but their method and how they've approached caused them to be singled out rather than to be accepted. They've gone against the whole purpose of what Surah Al-Fatiha was teaching them in the first place. You want others to accept you, be a person that has Ar-Rahman and has Ar-Rahim. That's important. Nobody can say that your name is Ar-Rahman or Ar-Rahim unless you have Abd in front of it, because these names are of course the names of Allah. But it is permissible of course to name somebody Rahman or just to name them Rahim, which is the non-definitive version of this word. Having said that, brothers and sisters, that also concludes the second ayah.